The Department of Homeland Security has scaled back a plan to screen the backgrounds of airline passengers. The move is a response to privacy concerns about the latest version of a system known as CAPS-2. But privacy groups say the proposal still is open to abuse and could turn airports into law enforcement checkpoints. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Transportation officials have used the Computer-Assisted Passenger Pre-Screening System, or CAPS, for years to identify suspicious passengers. CAPS 2 was supposed to take the concept a giant leap forward. As originally described, the system would have searched through huge amounts of information about passengers, from criminal databases to medical and credit data. That information was supposed to bring out patterns so security officials could direct their attention at passengers likely to pose a threat. But Nuala O'Connor-Kelly, privacy officer for the Department of Homeland Security, says the scaled-back version announced this week will not look at any credit or medical information.
It is not relevant to the question of whether you are safe to get on an airplane if you've bounced a check or if you are overdrawn on your or over your credit limits on your credit cards. These are not relevant questions to the security of that airplane.
Security officials had hoped that credit information might point to characters who were not rooted in the community, who hadn't been around long enough to establish credit. But now Kelly says that CAPS 2 will only search through public databases in order to make sure you're not lying about your identity. And once your trip is over, the information will be thrown away.
The system will actually spit out and dissipate the data at the end of your itinerary. So if there's no data there, it can't be misused. I think that's a really important privacy protection that will be built into the system.
Originally, the government envisioned storing information about passengers for 50 years, creating the potential for a central storehouse of information about innocent travelers. Privacy groups who attacked the original plan gave reluctant praise to the changes, but they wonder whether the government is just putting lipstick on an offensive idea. David Sobel of the Electronic Privacy Information Center is worried about mission creep, that law enforcement will try to use this information for purposes other than airline security.
I think it's going to be very difficult once this authentication and identification system is in place, when millions of people are getting on airplanes, to rein in the use of how that capability might be used.
Sobel says there are already signs of this. The new CAPS description says officials would search not just for terrorists, but for people wanted for violent crimes. Privacy groups say this sets a dangerous precedent. It means security officials will compare airline passenger lists with terrorist watch lists and with police databases before they let anyone fly. And there's another danger. The system has also been expanded to include domestic terrorists as well as international threats. Laura Flint of the Center for Democracy and Technology says that gives law enforcement too much leeway.
Is a domestic terrorist someone who happens to be a member of Earth First or another radical environmental group that may have engaged in illegal acts in the past? What exactly is a domestic terrorist? That is not a simple question.
The Department of Homeland Security has to test the system and will entertain further changes before CAPS 2 goes online. The recent changes are a response to hundreds of comments the agency has already received from privacy advocates and from average citizens. Some were lengthy. One said simply, "I do not like Big Brother." Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.